This is Congressman John Carter from the 31st Congressional District, and today I want to talk to you about something we've been talking to about in the past, and that is passing the supplemental budget to fund our soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines who stand in harm's way in the war on terror. Tonight, this evening, or Tuesday evening, we expect the president to veto the bill that was sent to him by the Democrat-controlled Congress, which sets a timetable for withdrawal of our troops in Iraq and puts about a little less than $25 billion worth of pork on top of the required spending necessary to protect our fighting forces who are in harm's way. This bill will be vetoed, and that means that we're about 80-something days into this process without providing what our soldiers needed 81 days ago. So it's time that we get back to doing what we're here to do, and that is provide for the common defense of this country by sending the needs of our troops, sending them the funds that they need to continue the war on terror and to fund them while they're in harm's way, and to do it without putting pork on top of it and without trying to micromanage the war by a bunch of would-be generals in the United States Congress. Now, this issue is important. It's a common sense issue. You cannot tell the enemy when you're going to withdraw your forces from the battlefield. If you do, it changes their strategy, and it could actually cause great harm to our soldiers rather than actually giving them the so-called benefits of getting to come home. Any conditions that you place on commanders in the field mean that they have to make decisions that are not made maybe in the best interest of the battle, but more in the best interest of the political will of the folks back home. We experienced some of this in the Vietnam War, and we see what the consequences were from letting politics override good practical military decisions in a war. We don't need that to happen again. It's not fair to those who have given the last full measure of their devotion in this fight, and it's not fair to the American citizens who, in reality, I think, realize that the war of terror on terror is a continuing process as long as there are people out there who are willing to blow other people up to get their political will imposed upon the world. We can't lie down and let folks like that walk over us. We have to face them wherever they are. But that issue is going to be debated in this Congress for years and years and years and years. Today, we have some of the finest human beings on earth, our American military, out where people are shooting at them and trying to blow them up, and they are running out of resources. Now, the Army is right now having to take resources from the folks back home, the soldiers back home, so they can, because our Army is not going to leave our soldiers on the battlefield without resources. So the resources are now coming out of the training exercises that are getting the next forces ready to be deployed wherever they may be needed around the world. So as we talk about these resources, it is harming the Army and the military as we sit here today to not have the resources flowing to our troops in the field. This week I received a letter from a lady, and I won't use her name, but we'll call her Marine Mom from Georgetown, Texas, which is in my district. And she writes a very interesting and compassionate letter. And she has some valid complaints that she expresses, and I wanted to share some of those with you. She first off says that she's very disgusted with what she has heard and read about the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, and Harry Reid, and their comments on the war and the timetable for withdrawal of the troops from Iraq. She says, "That scares me. The danger that would put our troops into would be too huge to measure. And I'm especially angry when I hear Mr. Reid has now decided to announce that we have lost the war in Iraq. Someone in his position should realize the harmful effect that those words inflict on the young men and women putting their lives on the line. Hopefully he will think about these vulnerable people and the mindset he's creating." Now, this is, and she says this because she has a Marine son who served 4 years, it was going on 4 years in the United States Marine Corps, and that she knows these Marines, and she's a Marine mom, and she knows that they keep up with what goes on over here, and they understand the politics over here, and they are hurt by it. She goes on to say, "The media and Congress could make a bigger difference, a more positive difference, if they change their mindset. The cost of the war is staggering in lives as well as monetary cost, but the price of losing this war will be much greater. This lady goes on, and she finishes her letter after describing about her son, about some of the work that she's done with wounded Marines in San Antonio, with a group of about 100 parents who go down and deal and work with wounded Marines. She says, "I hope that you can help generate more support for our military and help change the mindset of the likes of Pelosi and Reed to be fully supportive of our troops. I don't believe you can truly support our Marines and soldiers, sailors, and turn around and try to cut the funds that they need. I hope more Americans will get truly involved in making sure that we get the funds necessary to support our troops and won't remain silent any longer." This is from a signed by a lady who says, a proud Marine mom. Now, this is the kind of thing we need to think about. This is a human issue. It's about saving the lives of our heroes. So this week, I would hope that you would join me in encouraging all members of Congress, wherever they may be, to give a clean supplemental bill to the president to put on his desk to get these funds in the pipeline so that we can protect our soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, and Coast Guardsmen who are in harm's way as we speak, and keep them safe and let them fight the fight that they're fighting and give the surge a chance to be successful. We will keep a close eye on this war. We will keep a close eye on what's going on over there, and that's part of our responsibility. But the bottom line is, we shouldn't allow these people to do without when they are risking everything they have in a cause that they truly believe in. So help me in sharing this message to whoever you may talk to, and let's all say a prayer for our troops wherever they may be, doing such an outstanding job in serving the United States of America. Thank you for listening to me, and help us out by contacting members of Congress and tell them to give us a clean supplemental. God bless you. Thank you.